Parshas Bechukosai Shvi Perikov Zayin Pasuk Tes Zayin Yvei Misadach was a Soyak Dish Ish Lashem. If a person dedicates a field of his ancestry to Hashem, by Erkechol Fizaro, and the Zayin should be according to how much plants and seeds there are. Zera Chomer Saorim V'chamishim Shekel Kasef. The sowing of a Chomer of barley should be valued at 50 shekels of silver. Rashi says, by Erkechol Fizaro, look fi Shavyo, not according to its value. Regardless of the fact that it actually produces more yield or less, it's going to be the same value in hekdesh. Base core sa'or in b'chamesh shekel. If it's a base core which has 50 sa'orim, that will be evaluated at 50 shekelim. That's what the Torah says. That's assuming that there's 50 years of yovel left. That's the 50 years until the next Yovel, that's the beginning of the cycle. So, if you want to redeem it in the middle of that time, you should evaluate it one sala and a little bit of punjon for the year. Because the hekdesh only goes until Yovel. If you redeem it, good. If you don't redeem it, the gizbar sells it to someone else. So menas be'ad alokech ha'yovel, then it goes to the buyer until the yovel. Kashar kol sadas ha'mochros, like other fields that are sold. Kshi yotzam yada, when it leaves his hand, chozeres l'kohanim, sh'osu mishmer ha'yovel po'ge'abo. It goes to the kohanim now. Of that mishmer where yovel comes, v'schalekes b'neim, then divide it. So mishmer ha'amor b'mak v'shadah, this is the mishmer which is ruled by the people who redeemed fields. Now Rashi is going to explain the pesukim. Pesuk is designed to imish nasi yovel yakdish sodeo kerk chayakum. If a person dedicates his field from the year of the yovel, according to the value, which is saying Rashi says imish nasi yovel yakdish imish avrash nasi yovel yakdisha ubaad and lagal miyad. If he passed over a year of the yovel and then he redeemed it, he has to evaluate it. And he wants to redeem it right away. You have to evaluate according to the above mentioned value, which is 50 kesef. If it's after Yovel and he redeems his, he sanctifies his field, the Kohen has to evaluate the value according to the remaining years until Yovel, and then subtract it according to that value. Now actually says, similarly, if it was makdish from the year of Yovel and it was in the hands of the gizbar, then this person wanted to redeem it after that Yovel, after the Yovel. You have to value it according to the approximate time remaining for Yovel, according to that ratio. For 49 years, you have 50 shekel, because then I come Yovel. You have one shekel for 49 years. And the remaining shekel is divided amongst all the other 49 years. Bas shekel mem chas punjon. And a shekel is, in fact, 48 punjonim. Hari sela punjon l'shana. It must mean that we're talking about a sela plus an extra punjon. El shechas punjon achalakum. Because but every single one is, every single number is missing a little bit of a punjon. So this is actually extra punjon, which is not necessary because it should just be a sella and not an extra punjon. That's for the money changers. It's great. If one wants to redeem a field during those extra years, he must give a sella and a punjon for each to those years that remain in the yovel years. Subtract the years from the oval until the time of the redemption. If one dedicates a field, he'll redeem it. I mean, he's makdish a field and he wants to redeem it. He pays a fifth of the money and it remains with him. The redeemer who was also the makdish, he has to separate an extra fifth to that value. If he doesn't redeem the field, if he sells the field, he cannot redeem it anymore. And actually says, Imachar Gizbor as a son of Leshachar, meaning the Makdish, the one who sanctifies it, doesn't redeem. And if the Gizbor of the Hakdish sells it, the owner, the Makdish, cannot get it back. And this field that leaves on Yovel Kodesh Hashem is a Kodesh Hashem, like a field devoted, a Kohen, Tia, Chuzasal, which should be owned to the Kohen. The moment that it's taken from the Gizbar, like the same way that other fields that go out from the owners on Yovel, this will go out of the hands of the Gizbar. It's not saying that it should go to the hands of the Gizbar. It's like a sod of cherim, which goes to the Kohanim. Shnemar kocherim b'Yisrael l'choyeh. Avzat tischalik l'Kohanim sh'osa mishmar shem kippurim shel Yovel pokeyevo. So here too, the Kohanim of that group, where Yom Kippur falls on the Yovel, they get this field, and they get this field that goes to the Kohen if it was not redeemed. Pasuk Chobezvim, asa sodem ikneso, asher lo m'sinech l'zisog yakdish Hashem. And now we're talking about a field that was purchased, those bought, but is not owned by the person, not by ancestrally. Rashi says, "Chilek yish bein sadeh mikna se'achuzah." The difference between the sadeh mikna se'achuzah, sadeh mikna, lo deschalik kohanim biyovel. A field that is acquired will not be divided to kohanim and yovel. Fisha ini yachol lahakisha el ad yovel, because you can't redeem it until the yovel. Sure, biyovel haisa asida, let's say, miyado, v'lashav lebalim, because in yovel it's going to return and then return to the owners. So you can only be makdish at l'ksent. If you want to redeem it, you go, so you have to redeem with that value according to the steachuz value. And if you didn't redeem it and it was sold or someone else got it, then automatically it would be returned. Maybe you'll say l'asher kaneu alokecha ze'ha'achon mi'oso. Maybe it means you should return to the guy who last bought it, not the original guy. It has to go back to the original owners, the owners of the ancestral plot. These are the first owners before the second person was makdish his stay mikne. The coin shall reckon to him the worth of the valuation until the year of Yovel. The value should be Kodesh Hashem. Rashi says, there's no Rashi. During the year of Yovel, you should return the field. You should return to him from whom it was bought. Asher lo, achuz azar, is one who has the ancestral rights of the land. And the entire value yet the shekel kodesh should be with the sink the shekel kodesh. Asum gera yet shekel 20 gera shekel. Rashi says v'chol kachal yet b'shekel kodesh kol erech shekel b'shkalim yu b'shekel kodesh. Anytime it says which shkalim by erech, it means holy shkalim. Asum gera, which means asum ma'os $20, 20 mos. Kach hayu mechila la'acher ul'ach mikan hosif hashas. Originally that was the value. Then they had a sixth. V'amr shish mea kesef dinar. Six mea of kesef equals a dinar, 24 maos is a sala. They add an extra fifth to make that value 24 maos a sala. The only firstborn among animals which is made kodesh Hashem, not and no man may dedicate it, whether an ox or a sheep, it's Hashem. It belongs to Hashem. Rashi says, no other man can sanctify it for another purpose, but it still has kedusha, the kedusha of Bechor. And if it's an unclean animal, and they'll buy it back, they'll redeem it back, its value, and they add a fifth to it. If you don't redeem it, it'll be sold according to your value. Rashi says, because Zemusaf al Bechor. We're not talking about Bechor anymore. That was the previous pasuk. It doesn't make sense to start talking about a Bechor that you're redeeming the non kosher animal with the value of a erech of five selah, because the Petach HaMor is only redeemed with a seh. Matan la kohen v'ina la hekdesh. It's a gift to the kohen and not hekdesh. Rather, the Torah is referring to hekdesh examples. Shidibir lamala the pigeon behemat Torah, which we discussed earlier about redeeming a pure animal. Kandibir abenakdesh behemat meir lebenak abayis. We're talking about an animal that was sanctified for the benak abayis. Who put it back? But the owner can redeem it. According to the coin's evaluation, im lo yigael al dihabalim. If the owners do not redeem it, the nimikar be'akacha la'achirim, and then it can be sold its value to other people. Pasuk chavchas. Ach kol chirim. However, notwithstanding, no devoted thing. Asher yacharim, which should be devoted, or which asher yacharim ish la'Hashem, that a person devotes to Hashem. We call asher lo from anything that he has, me'adam ube'ema, from a person to an animal, misidechuza so, or from his ancestral lands, lo yimacher v'lo yigael. It should not be sold. It should be sold or redeemed. None of them shall be sold or redeemed. Kol chayrim, kol pleshim hu l'Hashem, anything devoted is most holy to Hashem. Rashi says, ach kol chayrim, nech kukur abasina bedavar. The Chazal have a dispute of this, in this pasuk. Yish amru, stam charam, charamim lahekdish. Some say, when a person makes a nezer for chayrim, it means it's going to hekdish. Uma ami mekayim, kol chayrim bi Yisrael l'chol yeh. What does it mean that the chayrim goes to the Jews? B'charam hei kohanim. That the chayrim for the kohan, shepir shvomer, he explicitly said, this goes to the coin. Some argue the opposite of that. Sam goes to the coin. It doesn't be sold, doesn't be redeemed, it's given to the coin. But according to the opinion that says that the Sam Kherim goes to a coin, this is not a specific Kherim, it's any type of Kherim. Goes to the coin, but Omer Stam Charam and LaBedek Abayis. But the one who says that a Cherim goes to the Bedek Abayis, the Farish Mikra Zeb Charam Mikohanim. The Torah is talking about a specific example. Shakom Odom Charam Mikohanim Sheim Lam Pidjon Ash Yavoli Yakoin. The Charam Gavoa Niftim. Everyone agrees that if you're making a Cherim to the coin explicitly, then you need to have it go to the coin to be redeemed. But a Cherim to Hashem automatically can be redeemed. It doesn't have to be. It's not Stam Cherim. The people who hold that Stam Cherim goes to the Bedek Abayis. This is the biggest proof that it's called Kodesh Kodeshim. So Omer Stam Cherim Lakoin, the one who says that a Stam Cherim goes to the coin, so he reads like this. It tells us that the Cherim of a coin goes uneven Kodesh Kashim, Kodesh Kalim, Vinos on the coin, and you have to give the carpet to a coin. If you make a neder, you have to give its value, and if it's an adava, you have to bring it as a carbon, you have to give its value that could be used. No one devoted who shall be devoted from among men shall be ransomed. He shall surely be put to death. Rashi says, Min Adam Hayotilari means specifically the person is going to die, but Umr Achad, Erholai, my value, his value is on me, Lo Umr means nothing because he's dead. Mosi Masare Halikhumas, he's dying. Therefore you don't have to redeem him. Il Adam Mivarach, he has no value, he has no Erech value. Pasuk Lamed, Khumasar Arts Mizar Arts Mipriar 8 Lashem who Kodesh Kodesh Lashem. All Meister of the land, whether the seed of the land or the fruit of the trees is Hashem's, it is holy to Hashem. Rashi says, Khum Maisar Arts for Maestro Shini Kosm that we're talking about Maestro Shini. Mizara arts dagan from Greek grain, mepia eats tirosh v'yitzor, like wine and oil. Lashem hu kanu laHashem, Hashem acquired it. Umishulchan lo tsiva l'chol la'alos la'achlo b'Yerushalayim, from his table, he commands you to go and eat it in Yerushalayim. Kama shenemar v'achach l'pnei Hashem, ma'asav degoncha, you have to eat for Hashem, your ma'aser. Pasuk lamed alef, im ga'al ga'ol yiga'al ish mi'asrocha mishoso yasifov, if a person wants to redeem his ma'aser, he has to add a fifth to it. Rashi says, meaning not his friends. One who is redeeming the Maaser Sheni of his friends does not add a fifth. The redemption is to allow it to be eaten anywhere. And its money is brought to Yerushalayim. You have to give that value. All tits, all Maaser of the Karbanos, the herds or flock, whatever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy to the Kohen. Rashi says, Tachat HaShavet, K'shabal La'asron, Motzion Mepesach, Zahazah. When a person wants to give a tenth of Meiser from animals, he has to pass through an opening one after the other. And the tenth one is hit with a staff which has red ink to make it recognizable that it's Meiser. That's what they do with every animal throughout the years. It's kodesh to be brought from the mizbeach for its meat and its blood and its selected parts to be burnt. And the owners eat the meat. Because there's no indication that this has to be given to the kohen. It's not part of the matanos kohuna. He should not search whether it is good or bad, or should be changed, because if he does change it at all, then both it and that which was changed is holy, it should not be redeemed. Rashi says, in which state it never is redeemed. If it's not a balmum, you bring it as a carbon. If it's a balmum, you have to eat it in its house. If it's in the coin of a ma'aser behema, hanayah shalklum. In both these things, the coin has no benefit from the hana of the ma'aser behema. But b'chor, now our loyif devinim karhu, ba'koin, halakhol, ochol, ba'kudushas, over here, right? By the b'chor, in the other cases, you can't redeem it, you have to sell it. The coin eats its value. Loyif akar, l'fish namar, kom, l'char, n'jrichan, yachol, y'borer, umotzi, esay, yachol, tam, l'omar, loyif akar, you might have thought you find it by kabonis nedarim. We care about the best. So maybe you should do the same thing. Answer is whether it's right for carbon as a tam or it's a balmum, it can't be used as a carbon as a kedusha. Not that you can't be used as a carbon, not that you can offer it, but rather it has some form of kedusha, and you can't have it sheared, you can't have it worked as pitaras maiser. These are the commandments that Hashem commanded Moshe to the Jews at Har Sinai.